Then for Adams Central at Hastings High tonight, as we spent a couple of minutes with Tiger head coach Lance Creech. And coach, you picked up a couple of wins here, especially the one on Saturday, getting into this sub-district semifinal ball game. Talk about the win the other night against Holdridge.
Well, I thought our kids came out and had a really good purpose to our game. I thought we did a really good job of executing on the offensive end more than anything. And we've kind of stumbled across this concept: if we take care of the basketball and take good shots, usually good things will happen. So I was just really pleased with how our kids kept up an intensity and a focus for the entire game. And I thought that was the biggest thing here in our last couple. We've just been able to do a really good job of valuing the basketball and playing within ourselves and not forcing things and taking quality shots, and it's been very beneficial.
But you had the big injury midway through the year to Morgan Karloff. You lost 8 games in a row after that, and you picked up a win in the season closer against Lincoln Pius. Are you starting to figure out ways to score with the basketball, starting to maybe accompany yourself without him in the lineup?
Well, I think what's happened is a couple things. And change up of lineup, Bender was unavailable for the Pius game, and we played a 4-guard lineup, which allowed us to, you know, put another ball handler on the floor, and we weren't quite as structured as maybe we were with Addison and Zane, two predominantly post players in the game at the same time. But more importantly, I think Addison Bilal has just really stepped up. He's coming off back-to-back double-double games where he has just commanded the ball, coming off the rim, gone and get the basketball, created his own shot, done a good job of putting the ball on the floor for a couple dribbles, getting to the front of the rim, getting to the free throw line. And a lot of times you kind of see that develop in seniors, that they see their competitive window closing and they want to extend their season. And Addison has really done that, and we've been a beneficiary of him being so aggressive on the rebounding edge of things. So, you know, a couple things have kind of fallen into place. I think Bryant Minkey stepped in and gave us a really good effort defensively and then produced some things for us on the offensive end as well.
You've got the short turnaround this time of the year. You don't have much time to prepare for your next game. And you played Saturday afternoon, had Sunday. Now we got the semifinals here tonight against Adams Central. That's a familiar foe, somebody that you're kind of used to seeing.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think sometimes this time of the year, you just want to continue to play and you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to how many baskets you can make and how many you can prevent your opponent from making. So it's not a hard concept. And I think, we're playing our best basketball right now since the injury. So I think our kids just want to continue to play and continue to compete. And I think it's just got to be focused this time of the year is the biggest thing, because you got to make adjustments in shorter periods of time. And there'll be, we'll come in with a game plan. There's a good chance we may have to scrap our game plan come 6 o'clock, and start with something different, because it just isn't working. So as long as the kids are focused and as long as they're receptive to coaching and making minor adjustments along the way, I think everything will be all right.
Very competitive the first time around with Adams Central. Lost 58-48, but had one bad quarter thrown in there in the third quarter. But you guys were right with Adams Central most of the bogey.
Yeah, we really were. And it was more of about a 4-minute stretch of that third quarter where we were just offense was just obsolete. We turned it over way too many times in that third quarter in our first game. And I think we've got some things that are correctable, and we'll still need to obviously value the ball. And the thing that I've tried to relay to our guys is it's almost a football mentality right now. We've got to have time of possession. And the longer that we can hold the ball is the longer we don't have to defend the ball. You know, they're such a tough matchup defensively because they can spread you out and shoot it and they can get to the rim, and I think they did a better job of that in the first game. They just defended us really well, and we couldn't guard them at all. They just got to the rim and got the ball wherever they needed it.
What impressed you most about their team is you're ready for the second time here?
Well, I think, again, it's the same things. I think Lynn Blatt, the big kid inside, has really done a better job. I think they're doing a better job of getting him the ball consistently, and he's a tough matchup because of his athleticism. He's playing much more physical than I've seen him play up to this point. And I think their guard play, just you cannot isolate on one guy. I mean, Boland's going to get shots, and the more time and energy you spend trying to take those shots away, they just get deeper and deeper and deeper, and he can shoot that kind of range. So, I think what we've got to do is just take it mano a mano. We've just got to step up and defend each guy, and our switches have to be switches not out of convenience, but we've got to switch our screens to take things away from them and force them further away. Our defensive rotations have to be really good, and our communication is going to be the biggest thing that we have to do tonight if we're going to switch trap ball screens and get around the floor.
Talking about being patient, maybe running some clock in this ball game, the time of possession, so to speak. Can you play this team in the half court?
Oh, there's no question. You know, I think that's our best advantage right now, is just to keep it a half court game. Understanding when we do have an opportunity to run, we've got to push it. And I think in our last couple games, that's the best thing that Nick Hamburger has done for us, is his eyes have been up the floor. He's done a very good job at directing traffic, and he's minimized turnovers. You know, and when your point guard is not turning the ball over, you have a really good chance of winning.
What do you got to do differently in this ball game that you didn't do in the first meeting?
Well, we've got to have what we call it now as a 40-minute focus. Obviously, we know the game is 32 minutes long, but we've got about a five-minute window at halftime. We've got three other opportunities, three other one-minute opportunities at the quarter break if we don't use any timeouts in the game, which adds up to about 40 minutes of focused work. Kids have to be dialed in. We have to be understanding and cognizant of the adjustments that we're going to have to make, because there will be some adjustments. But again, I think it's just a communication. It's a toughness factor. And I think we were out toughed in our last game against Adams Central. And that's just not, you know, who we want to be and who we've been here, especially of late. We've just got to be tougher with the ball, without the ball, and communication and our focus.
Going down the stretch, you battled the injuries all season long. You kids have shown a lot of heart, a lot of grit just to get to this point, haven't they?
Oh, I couldn't be prouder. You know, and I think that's the big thing, is we're coming in here and we're kind of like Cinderella. You know, we there's no expectations on us other than the ones that we're putting on ourselves. And I think our kids are finally, in the last 10 games and the last few here, we're finally having some fun. And at the end of the day, man, you boil it down. If you're not having fun playing, then you probably shouldn't be playing. And I think our kids have really done a great job of having fun and competing and, you know, having fun without being funny. We're not out there tickling each other or anything like that. We're just out there competing, and I think our kids are really enjoying it right now. Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lamps and a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings High at Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. It's time for high school basketball on Platte River Radio.
They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline. And Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
It's district tournament time in high school boys basketball action tonight as the march to Lincoln continues.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
Tonight, it's the B5 District Tournament and a crosstown rivalry in a semifinal matchup as the Adams Central Patriots get set to take on the Hastings High Tigers.
AC on the attack. Lindblad has got it. Back out to Bolin for three. Shot good. David Bolin knocks down his third three-pointer in the ballgame for Adams Central from a different area code on the far sideline.
High school playoff basketball is presented in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and Marylanding Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Now, let's take you out to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth for the call of tonight's game. Here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHS. The semifinals in Class B5 for the boys as Adams Central gets set to take on the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Adams Central coming in a record of 19 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Patriots have not played, though, for 10 games since losing their regular season finale to Kearney Catholic, 52-49. The Hastings High Tigers coming in under Head coach Lance Creech. They have a record of 9 wins and 13 losses on the season. Hastings picking up a win on Saturday in a play-in game over Holdridge by the score of 50-29. So winning this ball game will move on and play in the championship ball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the winner of the next game coming up between Lexington and the Aurora Huskies. Our starting lineups here tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings High, they will go with Bryant Mickey tonight, a 5'10" junior. Also, Vinny Schmidt, a 5'9" sophomore. Sam Reimer, 5'10" and a junior. Nick Hamburger, a 6'1" senior. And Addison Bilal, a 6'5" senior tonight for the Tigers. Adams Central will go with Garrett Sittner tonight. Sittner, a 6'1" sophomore. Also, David Boland, 6'1" and a sophomore. Tyler Warmstadt, 5'10" and a junior. Also, Cale Pleak, a 6'3" junior. And Evan Lindblad, a 6'6" senior. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive, Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings High and Adams Central meeting for the second time this season. The Patriots knocked off Hastings High 58-48 earlier this season in a ball game played out at the Patriot Gym. We're at the Islander Gym in Grand Island here tonight, the B5 District Semifinals. Hastings High going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're the number 4 seed here in the district tourney. They're dressed in their orange uniforms here tonight with a black trim. Adams Central, the number 1 seed here in this district tournament. The Patriots, the home team, dressed in their whites, trimmed and lettered to the blue and the red. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our left. The ball is in the air, and the Patriots control the opening tip. Adams Central, a team that averages 58.3 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 44.5 on the defensive end. Hastings High averaging 48.1 points per ball game on offense. They give up 51.1 on the defensive end. There's an entry pass from Sittner. They get it inside to Cale Pleak. Kicks it back out on the wing. A shot taken by Warmstadt. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good. Cale Pleak gets the offensive rebound and the putback there for the Adams Central Patriots. And it's a 2-0 ball game in favor of AC as Hastings High comes back the other way. Adams Central matchup. Man on man. Here's Bryant Mickey with the ball. Mickey to the top of the key to Vinny Schmidt. Outside down to Sam Reimer. Left side to Nick Hamburger. Drives the baseline. A pass across the lane is going to be tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings High basketball. So the Tigers will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get into the Vinny Schmitz. Back outside to Sam Reimer. They're working it back around to Hamburger. Entry pass inside. A shot by Bilal is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cale Pleak. Pleak has got the ball. To the near sideline now to a Garrett Sittner. Sittner has the basketball stripped away by Hastings High. Sam Reimer comes up to the seal. The first turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. Vinny Schmidt with the ball in the wing. Comes out between the rings. Now to Hamburger. Across the top to Bryant Mickey. Just underway. Adams Central has got a 2-0 lead here over the Hastings High Tigers. Out here in three-point territory is going to be Hamburger. Drives the ball to the elbow. Can't put up a shot over Lindblad. Goes to the far sideline to Vinny Schmidt. Pass down low. That's Bilal with the ball. Works it into the lane. One fake, two fakes. Goes up with a shot and hits it. Addison Bilal scores for Hastings High. And the Tigers have come back to a tie to score here. In this first quarter of play, it is now a 2-2 ball game. Adams Central and Hastings High tonight in the B5 district tournament here at Grand Island Senior High. David Boland cranks up a three. His shot's off of the right side. No good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings High. Nick Hamburger has got the ball down the right sideline to Sam Reimer. Now the ball mishandled by Mickey. It goes out of bounds. And a turnover on Hastings. The Tigers, they average 14 turnovers per ball game. That's their first in this contest. And Adams Central has got the basketball coming back the other way. Patriots shooting to our basket to our left here in this opening period of play. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. High school basketball action here today. There's a feed down in the corner. Garrett Sittner throws up a three. His shot no good. The ball tapped out. Who's got it? It's going to be picked up by Bryant Mickey. Mickey has got it now for Hastings High. Mickey now to Reimer. They go to the far side to Vinny Schmidt. His man falls down. Schmidt throws up a three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner. Sittner down the right sideline to Warmstadt. Drives through the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Personal foul here. We're going the Hastings High Tigers. It's going to go on Vinny Schmidt. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Tigers here in the ball game. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Luke Goldenstein. Goldenstein comes in. Cale Pleak checks out. It's going to be Adams Central with the basketball as they come out here in the three-point territory to Lindblad. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Evan Lindblad took it right at the top of the key and drove it down the lane, and he scores off of the window, and he is fouled in the play here by Addison Bilal of Hastings High. So now Evan Lindblad with a chance at a three-point play. It's a 4-2 ball game. Adams Central out on top here in the opening period. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. And going to the free throw line for AC will be Lindblad, a 68% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Bilal. He has it knocked out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings high ball. The Tigers will play things in. Here comes Connor Nelson into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Garrett Sittner. Nelson's been averaging 5.1 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Boland as they take it down to Nelson. His shot is no good. Nelson comes out with the rebound and the foul is called. So Hastings High turns it over, inbounding the ball down here. Adams Central couldn't finish, but a personal foul is going to be called on Nick Hamburger of Hastings High. That's the first foul on Hamburger. Team foul number two on the Tigers. 4-2 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Warmstadt's got the ball. The Goldenstein comes across the top, down to Warmstadt, dribbles the ball to the free throw line, stops there, dumps it down to Goldenstein, back outside now to Connor Nelson, dribbles into the paint, kicks it out here, Warmstadt, he drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal, he goes, the shot is up and in. Tyler Warmstadt scores, and the Patriots are out on top of Hastings High, 6-2 is the score. There are 3 minutes into the first quarter here from the Islander Gym in Grand Island tonight. Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger to Vinny Schmidt. Entry pass down low with the ball down there. It's going to be Bilal. Forces his way to the basket. His shot is no good, but he's fouled in the play. Addison Bilal going up there against Lindblad. And Lindblad's going to be hit with a personal foul. First one on Evan. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. Hastings High will have some free throws. Addison Bilal will toe the mark here for the Tigers. A 67% foul shooter. And his shot is up there and in. Hastings High is a team hitting 67% from the line, 44% from the field, and 35% from three-point territory. Lindblad checks out of the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming back in is going to be Cale Pleak. Next shot up there circles the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound. Brian Mickey and his pass in the corner is going to be intercepted. So the Tigers got the offensive rebound, and the pass is intercepted by Boland. Boland gets the ball out of Warmstadt, takes the ball with a rack, his shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Down the floor, the rebound is loose underneath the basket, and it's picked up by Minky. Minky gets it away to Reimer, gets the ball ahead now for the Tigers. Vinny Schmidt back inside to Bilal, his shot is up and in. Addison Bilal scores, the second turnover on Adams Central in the ball game, results in points. 6-5 is the score now. Hastings High back to within 1 point, down in the corner. There's a Nelson, who's after three, good. Connor Nelson throws up a three from the deep left corner. It's now a 9-5 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High. Tigers come back quickly with the ball. Nick Hamburger works outside up against a Warmstadt. Hamburger, 200 pass, comes over on the wing to Sam Reimer. Down in the corner now to Bryant Minky. Minky holds the ball in 3 points there. It's where he drives it into the lane, stops there, kicks it back out to Vinny Schmidt, drives it down the right side of the lane. His pass will be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Connor Nelson on the Hastings High turnover. Nelson comes back. Now they get the ball to Goldenstein. His shot no good. Rebound Goldenstein. Foul shot good. Luke Goldenstein misses the first one. Got the offensive board and the putback. It's now an 11-5 ball game. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of Hastings High tonight in the semifinals of the B5 District Tournament here in Grand Island. Vinny Schmidt with the ball in 3 points territory. Matched up with Boland of Adams Central. That's a good matchup on the perimeter for both of these teams. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Bombs it inside. Now to Bilal. Jump pass goes down in the right corner now to Sam Reimer. Out here to Nick Hamburger. Back down in the corner to Minky. Drives the ball in the lane. Bounce pass goes to Minky, or rather to Bilal. His shot is up there and in. Addison Bilal scoring there. He's now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 11-7. The Adams Central Patriots out on top. And now we've got a timeout called here by Hastings head coach Lance Creech. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers.
Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 11-7 the score. Adams Central is out on top. The winner again plays tomorrow for the district championship at 7 o'clock against either Lexington or Aurora. That ball game is the next one coming up here at the Islander Gym. There's a shot from the corner by Nelson from three, no good. Rebound is saved underneath the basket, right to Connor Nelson. The save by Hamburger, but right to Nelson for AC. Adams Central maintains control of the ball. Here's David Bolin on the wing behind his screen. Bolin brings it across the top, down to Nelson. Dribble penetration, bounce pass. Goes down in the corner to Garrett Sittner. Back inside to Lindblad. Outside the ring, down to David Bolin. Right side to Connor Nelson, looking to penetrate. His pass out on top, intercepted. Intercepted by Mickey. Grabs the ball, shoots. And the ball's knocked out of his hands from behind. Nice play there. Just as Mickey was going up for the shot, coming from behind and getting a piece of it and knocking it out of bounds was David Bolin. A great defensive play there by David Bolin of Adams Central. So instead of a sure field goal, Hastings High will have to work for this one on the possession. 2:16 to play. Tigers will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down here to a Sam Reimer. The Patriots are in a man-to-man defense. Reimer goes to Hamburger. Inside down as they get the ball in there. That's going to be Zane Bender who's into the ball game. Back outside to Hamburger. A three-pointer put up there. No good. And the foul is going to be called. A foul here would go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Bender. So he just checked in there. He picks up the personal foul. Zane actually missed the regular season finale against the Lincoln Pius last week with an injury. But Zane Bender is back in there here tonight with the district championship on the line here this week. Hastings High already winning one game. That was on Saturday in there. Their win over Holdridge the other night. There's a feed down low. Blendblad is shot. It's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Bender. Zane Bender has got the ball for the Hastings High Tigers. And now a foul call here in backcourt. It's going to go on Garrett Sittner. Sittner picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Adams Central Patriots. A non-shooting situation. So Hastings High will play things in. Here on the near sideline, right in front of the Tiger bench with 1:46 to play in the opening quarter. Adams Central has got to lead by the score of 11-7 over Hastings High. Here's a Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger sends it over here to Vinny Schmidt, top of the key. On the left side down is going to be Sam Reimer. Down to Vinny Schmidt, back to Reimer. Free throw line extended. Moves it down to the corner. That's Addison Bilal. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away to Nick Hamburger. Now over here on the right side to a Vinny Schmidt. Schmidt back out between the circles to Sam Reimer. Now to Hamburger. Entry pass to get it into Zane Bender. He's double teamed. Kicks it out to Hamburger for three. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Tyler Wormstadt with a rebound for the Patriots. A pass is deflected, picked up by Wormstadt, drives it down the lane. A shot, good. Tyler Wormstadt's pass was deflected right back into his hands by Nick Hamburger, and Wormstadt drives it down the lane and scores to make it a 13-7 ball game in favor of the Patriots. Vinny Schmidt with the ball on the wing. Vinny working over there against Bolin, comes across the top of the key, now to Nick Hamburger. Down in the corner, that's Addison Bilal with the ball. Bilal works against Lindblad. Moves it down to the baseline. Double team. The ball is out of bounds. And it's last touch there by Bilal. Addison loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the fourth turnover now on the Hastings High Tigers. And now with 39.4 seconds to play here in the first period, Adams Central will come back with a ball. And a six-point lead, 13-7. Bowling around the screen. Now launches up a three. His shot rims off. No good. Bender on the rebound. And he's fouled in a play here by Adams Central's Evan Lindblad. Lindblad picks up his second personal foul here in the first. So he'll have to come to the bench now for head coach Zach Foster. Cale Pleak is going to come into the ball game now for Adams Central, and Lindblad is going to check out. Also into the ball game for the Patriots is going to be Connor Nelson. Nelson in. Garrett Sittner checks out. 30.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers tonight. The score is 13-7. Two crosstown rivals getting together for the second time this season. Adams Central beat Hastings High just a few weeks ago by a score of 58-48. So now with 17 seconds to play, Nick Hamburger has got the ball for Hastings High out here in three-point territory against Connor Nelson. Now they work with it as they get the ball to Addison Bilal. Back to a Hamburger, drives it down the left side of the lane. His pass can be deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Connor Nelson, and now a jump ball is going to be called here. And the possession arrow is painting a point in favor of Hastings High, so the Tigers get it right back. Connor Nelson got the deflection, came down with the ball, but he was tied up in the play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Hastings will inbound the ball, baseline, right side underneath their own basket with 3.3 seconds to play here in the first period. Hamburger plays it, it's deflected right back out of bounds, trying to get it down here to Belau, and the ball is deflected out of bounds there by Cale Pleak. So now we got 2.7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High will play things in. They just lob it in the lane to Bender. His shot's up there. No good. And the rebound to Pleak. Bender misses from point blank range right in front of the basket there for the Tigers. So the first quarter is coming to an end. The Adams Central Patriots have the lead here in the B5 District Tournament in the semifinals. Adams Central 13, the Hastings High Tigers 7. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
When a person first starts becoming aware of much of anything in Hastings, Mary Lanning Hospital was always part of that.
The hospital has tried very hard to be a good neighbor and to be a part of the community itself.
We're a part of something that's been going on for a long time that has meant a lot to a lot of different people.
It's just important to know our heritage. The whole community is a part of the family.
If you have a reputation to maintain and you maintain it, that gives you a great sense of pride.
I think most citizens of Hastings really appreciate the fact that this hospital is here. It just plays a key role in this community in so many ways.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. So Adams Central and Hastings High scoring off here in the B5 District semifinals. The winner will play again tomorrow night at 7 against either Lexington or Aurora for the ticket to the state tournament down in Lincoln the second weekend of March. Adams Central has got the ball to begin the second period. There's Pleak with it out to Connor Nelson. Connor Nelson takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down low. A shot by Goldenstein is up and in. Luke Goldenstein gets the field goal for Adams Central, and the Patriots go out on top now by the score of 15-7 here in the ball game. There's a Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger around his screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Now turnaround jumper off of that baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boland of Adams Central. David Boland runs her back the other way for Adams Central. Bounce pass comes into the lane. Cale Pleak spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot up and in. Cale Pleak scores over Bender. And now Lance Creech wants to call another timeout as the Patriots have opened up a 10-point lead over Hastings High. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 17-7 is the score. Hastings High trailing the Adams Central Patriots here early in this ball game as a pass is deflected out of bounds over there as the Tigers trying to get something going offensively here in this one. Hastings is averaging 48.1 points per ball game on offense so far this year. Of course, they lost Morgan Karloff midway through the year. He was their leading scorer, leading rebounder. The Tigers then immediately lost 8 games in a row after that. But Hastings has come back with 2 straight wins, winning over Lincoln Pius and beating Holdridge in the play-in game of this B5 district tournament on Saturday. There's Belau driving the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot is up and in. Addison Belau now with 8 points in the ball game on 4 field goals. Took it right down the right side of the lane to the goal. 17-9 to score now. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots have the ball. Pleak has got it. Pleak got the warm stat. He drives it into the paint. Puts up a shot left-handed and rolls off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Bender. Zane Bender has got the ball now for Hastings High to the far sideline of Bryant Minkey. Minkey down to Nick Hamburger. Hamburger into the offensive zone. Walks it down the right sideline. Now cuts it back to the center of the floor. Moves it over in the wing on the left side to Sam Reimer. Now to Hamburger again. Back to Reimer. Free throw line extended to the left side. Reimer out to Nick Hamburger. Back to Sam Reimer. Back to Hamburger. They play catch with it out there. Now Hamburger moves it on the dribble to the left wing. A pass out on top. Back to Reimer. It's going to be intercepted by Nelson. He drives, shoots, and scores. Connor Nelson got the interception. That's a turnover in Hastings High, their fifth of the ball game. Connor Nelson gets the driving layup to make it a 10-point ball game again. 19-9 is the score. Entry pass to Bender. Bender two-handed pass comes over on the wing to Hamburger. Down on the baseline to Addison Bilau. He's double-teamed. Gets it back out here in the wing on the left side. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Now to Bender. Down in the corner is going to be Minkey. Minkey brings it out to a Reimer. Back down to Bryant Minkey down in the corner. Looks like the Tigers a little confused offensively here. Bryant Minkey trying to drive it. Can't do it. Comes back out to Reimer on the wing on the right side. Back down to Minkey. His shot from 15. There's an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Bolin. Bolin for Adams Central. Gets away. Now to Wormstead. Weaves his way up the floor. Out here to David Bolin. Fakes the three. Dribbles it into the paint. Stops. Puts up a shot. Good. David Bolin scores. And now it's a 21-9 ball game. And again, Hastings High wants to burn a timeout. 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We've got a Hastings High timeout brought to you by the Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
It's almost here. Watch for the circular in the March 7th Hastings Tribune for Savings Madness from Furniture Direct. It's loaded with the items you want, like gel memory foam queen sets as low as $4.99, a dining table with four chairs and a bench for only $6.49. Ask about up to 24-month special financing. It's in this Saturday's Tribune. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball brought to you tonight by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 21-9 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight in the B5 District Semifinals at Grand Island Senior High. Vinny Schmidt with the ball for Hastings High. Comes out to a Brian Mickey. Takes it on the dribble down on the baseline, down here on the right side of the floor. Gets it back out to Vinny Schmidt, who has not scored so far today. For the Hastings High Tigers, he averages 10.1 points per ball game. Here's Mickey, dribbles the ball into the paint. The ball's going to be knocked loose. It's into the backcourt. It's picked up by K.O. Pleak of Adams Central. Pleak now to Sittner. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball is recovered here by Addison Bilau. Bilau's got the ball now for Hastings High into the forecourt to Sam Reimer. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His off-balance shot is up there no good. The ball is saved by Lindblad. A.C. has got it back the other way to Wormstead. Crosses the 10-second line, pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Tyler Wormstead with the ball, feeds it inside to Pleak. Wheels in the lane, his shot is up there, no good. He's fouling the play. And K.O. Pleak will go to the free throw line now for the Adams Central Patriots as he was fouling the play here by Addison Bilau of Hastings High. That's going to be the second personal foul on Bilau. That's going to be team foul number five on the Hastings High Tigers. And going to the free throw line is going to be K.O. Pleak. Pleak with 4 points so far in the ball game and a couple of field goals. His first free throw of the night is up here. It's no good. K.O. Pleak is an 83% foul shooter in the season. He is now 35 out of 43 from the free throw line. 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central out on top by a score of 21-9. Make it 22-9 as that one goes down for K.O. Pleak. He's going to check out. Here comes Lindblad back in there. Now Adams Central is on a 9-2 run over the Hastings High Tigers here in this second quarter of play. Tigers come back with the ball. Hamburger for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Sittner with the ball. Sittner down the right sideline for the Patriots. Stops out here. Sittner gets it into the hands of Luke Goldenstein. Goldenstein down to Kyler Wormstead as he calls the play out here. 35 feet away from the basket. There's a feed to David Bolin. He takes off. Drives it down to the baseline. His little 10-footer is up there and in. David Boland's second field goal in the ball game is now 24-9 in favor of the Adams Central Patriots. Driving the ball into the lane is going to be Hamburger down in the corner. They get it to Reimer. His shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound, Adams Central. Luke Goldenstein with a rebound. Goldenstein gets the ball all the way to Kyler Wormstead. He cuts it for the hole. Pass down there to Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Goldenstein. keeps it alive here for the Patriots. Down to David Bolin. Bounces off of a man. Can't put up a shot. Down to Lindblad. Bounce pass comes out here to Kyler Warmstadt. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 24-9. Adams Central has got the lead. Bolin with the ball. Double teamed out here in three-point territory. Over on the wing to Goldenstein. And now Adams Central wants to call a timeout. The Patriots calling a timeout here with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600 today. We'll have more after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Winner of this ball game will move on to the district championship game tomorrow night against either Lexington or Aurora. That game is coming up next here on the Grand Island Senior High gymnasium floor. We've got other action going on tonight. District championship games in classes C1, C2, D1. Actually, C1 and C2 tonight. D1 and D2 will go tomorrow. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tonight. Beginning at 7, you'll get Hastings Saints against Ravenna. And also on the Classic, it's 98.9 tonight. Beginning at 7, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Gothenburg. Those games are coming up on our network of stations here tonight. So a full night of high school basketball coverage as we head to the stretch here for the 2014-2015 high school basketball season. The girls' state tournament this weekend in Lincoln. The boys will follow next weekend. 24-9 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of Hastings High here tonight. David Bolin on the dribble, moves it to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Now to Lindblad, takes it into the paint. The ball is tipped away. Picked up by Goldenstein. Goldenstein out of Warmstadt, running one-hander down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Bielau of Hastings High. Addison Bielau down to Nick Hamburger. Inside to Reimer. Fakes, kicks it back out to Hamburger. Back down to Reimer. Open on the baseline, but passes up the shot. Reimer comes out to a Nick Hamburger. Down to Bryant Mickey. Free throw line extended left side. Bryant Mickey feeds out here to Vinny Schmidt. Down to Reimer. Nick Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Adam Central is in a man-to-man defense. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. There's a Bryant Mickey with the ball, drives the baseline toward the goal. Mickey kicks it back out here in the corner to Vinny Schmidt. He's looking to penetrate. Can't do it against David Bolin. Good defense here by the Adams Central Patriots. Far sideline is Nick Hamburger. He's got the ball out here to Sam Reimer. Got a Hamburger on the far sideline. Entry pass. They get it inside to Bielau. Backdoor cut to Mickey. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound Mickey. Following shot can be blocked down by Lindblad. Ball is picked up by Hamburger for Hastings High. Nick Hamburger with the ball over here to Reimer. Now we got a foul called. A foul called on the far sideline. It's going to go on the Hastings High Tigers. So some good defense right there by the Adams Central Patriots. Had a blocked shot in there. Just plain hardcore defense. And a personal foul is going to be called on Vinny Schmidt of Hastings High. That's going to be his second. That's 16 fouls now on the Tigers. Here in this first half of play, we're down to a minute and 26 seconds to play until halftime. 24-9. Hastings High has been outscored 11-2 here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got the ball back here again. That's Warmstadt with it. Has the basketball tipped away. It's picked up here by Mickey as he drives it. Now to Bender. Bender now to Vinny Schmidt. Feeds back out here into 3 points. There it's way to Hamburger, so they break up any potential a transition basket there. Adams Central got back quickly on defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Bielau, down to Hamburger. Hamburger is going to be fouled in the play here. Hamburger trying to drive it toward the goal, and he's going to be fouled here by the Adams Central Patriots. The foul is going to go on Goldenstein. That's going to be his first team foul number 4 on the Patriots here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings High inbounding the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket with 54.4 seconds to play here in the quarter. Mickey has got the ball. Mickey to the near sideline to Bielau. Addison Bielau dribbles once, comes out between the circles to Vinny Schmidt. Now to Bryant Mickey on the left side of the floor. Mickey moves it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Still no penetration here out of the Hastings High offense against this Adams Central D tonight. Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Down in the corner, that's Bilal with it. Addison Bilal dribbling with the ball. Gets it away now to Hamburger at the elbow. Hamburger can't put up a shot. Hamburger gets it out here to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny brings it back here to Hamburger on the wing. Long pass goes inside to Bilal. He forces the way to the basket. A pass across the lane. Now to Bender. He takes it to the hole. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots have the ball. This is going to be Garrett Sittner. And his stop sign comes up. Sittner just trots it across the 10-second line. Down to David Boland. Launches up a three. Shot good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Adams Central Patriots, a huge run there in the second period as they outscore Hastings High 14-2 in the second period alone. And now the Patriots have the lead here at halftime. We've reached halftime in the B5 District Tournament. Here at Grand Island Senior High tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 27, Hastings High 9.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit ShopGlenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at flatriverpreps.com. Adams Central Patriots will lead here over the Hastings High Tigers. The score is 27-9. They're tied up at 2 points apiece. Adams Central scoring the next 4 points to go out on top 6-2. Tigers cut the lead down to 6-5 in the first period. Adams Central then scored the next 5 points to go out on top 11-5, and the Patriots led at the end of one, 13-7. And the second quarter belonged to Adams Central as the Tigers had a tough time getting anything going offensively. Hastings High was outscored in the quarter 14-2. And right now, Adams Central has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers by a score of 27-9. We'll get you some halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. All 9 points in the first half for Hastings High was scored by Addison Bilal. Bilal had 4 field goals, and he was 1-for-2 from the free throw line. So 9 points on the board. Bilal's got 9 for Hastings High. And that's all she wrote. Nobody else got anything going there for the Tigers in the first 16 minutes of play. Meanwhile, for the Adams Central Patriots, David Boland hit that three right at the buzzer at the end of the second quarter, and he leads the way. He's got 7 points. Boland's got that three and a couple of two-point field goals. Also scoring the first half was Connor Nelson. He's got a 3 out of 2. Kale Pleak has got a couple of field goals, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Luke Goldenstein has got 2 field goals for 4. Tyler Warmstadt, 2 field goals and 4 points. Evan Lindblad, he's got a field goal, and he's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 2. Adams Central, 1 out of 3 from the line in the first half. Hastings High, 1 out of 2. I've got the Tigers with 6 turnovers in the basketball game so far. Adams Central has got 4. So the Patriots outscoring Addison Bilal here in the first half. Bilal's got all 9 points for the Hastings High Tigers, but Adams Central using a 14-2 run there in the second period. And they've got the lead here at halftime over the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 27-9. Our halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. We'll have more coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Second ball game tonight here at the Islander Gym at Grand Island will pit Lexington up against Aurora. Lexington won a play-in game the other night on Saturday to beat Grand Island Northwest 45-42. So Lexington, the number 6 seed, will take on the number 2 seed, the Aurora Huskies. That one begins at 7:45 tonight here in Grand Island, and the two winners will meet tomorrow night at 7 here at the Islander Gym. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS tomorrow night, beginning with a pregame show at 6:45. Classes C1 and C2 holding district championship games tonight. C1-5 is being played at Kearney High School. Grand Island Central Catholic will tip off against Gothenburg here at 7 o'clock. That game will be on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. You'll get the game from Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia playing the Ravenna Blue Jays. And that one will be on the Breeze beginning at 7. Also tonight, you've got Sutton playing their district championship game against the Monarchs of Aquinas Catholic. Then classes D1 and D2 will go tomorrow. The Class D1 District 5 championship game will pit Kennesaw up against Amherst. That one will start at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Action tomorrow night on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. You'll get the Class D2-3 district championship game as Riverside will take on Wilcox-Hildreth. Girls State basketball tournament gets underway on Thursday down in Lincoln, and we've got a plethora of area teams that will be competing. Our broadcast plans look like this. On Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR on Thursday at 9 o'clock, Minden will take on Pierce. At 3:45, Kearney Catholic against Shadron. At 7 o'clock on Thursday, Giltner will take on Sandhills Thetford. Then at 8:45, Sutton will take on Freeman. All those games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Over on the Breeze Thursday, a matinee. You get the Blue Hill Bombcats up against Fullerton, beginning at 3:45 on the Breeze. Then we'll have the Hastings doubleheader here on the 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia will play North Platte St. Pat's at 7 o'clock on Thursday, followed by Hastings High against Norris at 8:45. Also in action on Thursday will be Kearney playing Lincoln Northeast in Class A. That will be at 8:45 on Thursday. That game will air on ESPN 1460 KXPN and ESPN 1550 KICS. So 8 games coming up on Thursday on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. We're in halftime. The B5 district semifinals here tonight. Adams Central is out on top of the Hastings High Tigers thanks to a 14-2 run there in the second period of play. And as Adams Central will lead over Hastings High 27-9, we've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Color Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. As we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, online at huskerpowerproducts.com. So Hastings High, they got to find somebody else to get in the offensive flow here. Addison Belau, he's got all 9 points for the Tigers in the first half. Adams Central scoring 27 points. They've got to six guys that have hit the scoring column so far, led by David Boland, 7 points. Hastings High will get the basketball first to begin the second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Got a lot of wood to chop here in this second half. They're trailing 27-9. Tigers coming in 9-13 in the season. The Patriots in 19-4. Entry pass to go inside to Belau. He goes to work and his shot is up and in. Addison Belau scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and now the Tigers going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central working. The Patriots have a 27-11 lead now. Garrett Sittner with the ball. Sittner comes to a David Boland as he gets into the offensive zone. The Tigers will drop back into man-to-man now. Boland inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to K.O. Pleak. Then back outside to the 10-second line. Warmstad has got it. Bounce pass over here in the wing to Sittner. Moves it down in the corner to Boland. Open, takes a shot and hits it. A three-pointer, David Boland. So he's hit the last two shots here, both threes. One at the end of the second quarter, one here at the beginning of the third quarter. That's now a 30-11 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead just by the seven-minute mark here in quarter number three from Grand Island Senior High tonight. Vinny Schmidt with the ball to a Minky. Minky dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Gives it now to Nick Hamburger. Entry pass to Belau. Down in the corner, back outside to Minky now. Bryant Minky. Throws it over here to Nick Hamburger on the wing on the left side. Back out to Bryant Minky. The Tigers just throwing the ball around the perimeter. Here's Minky trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Dumps the ball away to Belau. He goes for the hole and shot's blocked out of bounds. Lindblad gets a block in there for Adams Central. Evan Lindblad with a couple of blocks here in this ball game tonight. He's got 40 now for the season. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Vinny Schmidt has got it. Match up with Boland. Schmidt comes out here to Sam Reimer. Now to Bryant Minky, to Hamburger. Moves it back to the left side. Vinny Schmidt down on the baseline. Still can't put up a shot. Vinny has not scored so far tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger down to Reimer. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it against this Adams Central defense. Down in the corner again is Nick Hamburger. He's matched up over there against the Adams Central's Cale Pleak. Moves it on the dribble out here to the top of the key. Vinny Schmidt down in the corner now to Nick Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles it inside the free throw circle to the near sideline to Reimer. Reimer comes out to Hamburger. Far side to a Vinny Schmidt. Down in the corner to Bryant Minky. Minky holds it on the wing now to Reimer. Dribble penetration. His shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. David Boland with the ball. David Boland back for the Patriots for three. Shot is up there. Good. David Boland is starting to look out. They're starting to warm up. So look out. He's got 13 points in the ball game now. For Adams Central, and it's a 33-11 ball game. Now in 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Tigers are down by 22 points here in this one. Bryant Minky with the ball on the wing. Minky down to Nick Hamburger. Hamburger directing some traffic out there. Hamburger goes over to a Bryant Minky on the wing on the right side. Back out to Hamburger. Back over to Minky again. Hamburger has got the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. That's going to be Reimer with the ball at the elbow. Drives it down the lane. Comes over here to Vinny Schmidt. Back out to Reimer. His shot for three is off of the mark. No good. And Belau loses the ball out of bounds. Boy, the Tigers are having a tough time getting any good looks at the basket here. The Adams Central defense has been tremendous here in this basketball game here tonight. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings High trailing in the ball game now by a score of 33-11. Here's Adams Central with the ball in backcourt, and they throw it away. Wormstadt working in backcourt here with Bolin against the Hastings High pressure. They throw the ball away on the far sideline. Turnover number 5 on Adams Central here in the ball game. Wormstadt's going to come out now. Their head coach, Zach Foster, coming to the ball game is going to be Connor Nelson. 33-11 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Hamburger drives it down the lane. The ball is poked away there. It goes off with the shoulder, though, of Adams Central's Evan Lindblad out of bounds. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline left side or a new thrown basket. Hale Pleak back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Lindblad will check out. Hastings High will inbound. Just left of the goal down here in the baseline. Hamburger looking to play things in. He comes out to Reimer. Out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the far sideline now to Nick Hamburger. Hamburger down to Vinny Schmidt behind his screen. Hands it away to Hamburger. Over here to Reimer. Still out here on the perimeter. Here's Nick Hamburger with the ball. Back out to Reimer, top of the key. He directs a little traffic. Goes over to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny goes inside to Zane Bender. Back to Vinny Schmidt. They move it down in the corner. That's going to be Reimer with the ball to Vinny Schmidt. Over here to Nick Hamburger. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings High getting no looks at the basket whatsoever. They're just throwing the ball around the perimeter. We got a timeout. Hastings brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. 414 to play here in the third. Adams Central 33, Hastings High 11.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action tonight brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Tipping off here in about 15 minutes over on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. You'll get Hastings St. Cecilia against Ravenna. Also on the dial tonight on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. You get the district championship game between Grand Island Central Catholic and Gothenburg. Likewise, that one will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. 33-11 here. The Hastings High Tigers trailing Adams Central here in this ball game. Adams Central outscoring the Tigers 14-2 in the first quarter, or second quarter of play. Hastings continues with their offensive woes here in period number 3. Sam Reimer has got the ball over to Nick Hamburger. Down to Vinny for 3. Shot is up there and in. That's his first field goal of the ball game. A 3-pointer from the top of the key. That's now a 33-14 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots come back with the ball. Here's David Bolin. Bolin moves to the right side of the floor. Now reverses the ball and gets it to Goldenstein. Now Bolin again. Hastings High is in a man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the left side is going to be Sittner. His pass down low is going to be too far out of bounds. So the Patriots turn over for the second straight time here. They try to get her back down to Bolin, and he threw it too far. Here comes Kyler Wormstad into the ball game now for Adams Central. Lindblad's going to return. We got David, or rather Garrett Sittner coming to the bench, and also Luke Goldenstein. 33-14 is the score. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The winner plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against either Lexington or Aurora. That ball game is coming up next here at Grand Island. It's underway at 7:45. Nick Hamburger with the ball now for the Hastings High Tigers on the dribble. Bielau comes up to the free throw line to post up there. Vinny Schmidt's got the ball now to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Sam Reimer. His short baseline jumper is up there, no good. Bielau with a rebound, and he's tied up on the play. Addison Bielau is tied up on the play there by David Bolin of Adams Central. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots, so AC will play things in. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central leading by a score of 33-14. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Adams Central won the regular season matchup 58-48. Now we're going to have a foul called here as Bolin was trying to drive the ball to the rack, and a foul is going to be called on Sam Reimer for ratting him in. Reimer picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Garrett Sittner back in. Coming out is going to be Connor Nelson, and now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. We'll take a break. Brought to you by the Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street. Remember, you can call anytime at 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 33-14 is the score. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings having a tough time cracking the old defensive nut here tonight for Adams Central. Patriots have looked very good on defense. That's really been the story all season long. Adams Central is only giving up an average of 44.5 points per ball game. Hastings High, they have scored 14 points, and we've got 3 minutes and some change left here in quarter number three. They're trailing in the contest 33-14. Garrett Sittner with the ball for Adams Central down to Bolin. Jump pass into the lane, goes to Lindblad, bounces off of a man, puts up a shot and scores. Evan Lindblad with his second field goal of the ball game. Patriots out on top now by a score of 35-14. Second time tonight they've led by 20 points plus. And now the Patriots going to go to a little zone defense here for the final couple of minutes of this third quarter. The Patriots have gone zone. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Rainbow pass down on the corner to Schmidt. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hamburger on the weak side. Dribbles underneath the basket, and the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on the Adams Central Patriots down here on the baseline. It's going to go on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half of play. They just playing things into Bender, and he's going to be fouling the play. I don't think Adams Central was ready for that one. So a quick inbounds pass came from Hamburger to Bender. But a foul is going to be called here on David Bolin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two. So again, Hastings High will play things in. That's going to be Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Vinny goes to Minky, drives it down the lane, gives it to Bender. Now to Schmidt, out to Hamburger. Hamburger swings it left side. The Reimer down in the corner now to Bryant Minky. Drives, spins it toward the baseline. His shot is up there, no good, and draws a personal foul. Kale Pleak is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the first one on Kale. Team foul number three on the Patriots, all in this possession. This will be a two-shot foul. Now as Bryant Minky will go to the free throw line for the Hastings High Tigers. Minky is a 66% foul shooter on the season. Just two out of three. Hasn't been there a whole lot. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bryant Minky will get one more. End of the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Luke Goldenstein. Kale Pleak is going to check out. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 35-15. Adams Central in control of this one. Next shot is up there. That one dances around. Falls out with the right side. No good. And now we got a foul called on the rebound. A Hastings High foul. It's going to go on Nick Hamburger. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two called on the Tigers here in this basketball game. So it's 35-15 here in the semifinals of the B5 District Tournament tonight. Two crosstown rivals getting together here at Grand Island Senior High. Has been all Adams Central. Patriots have had a majority of the things to cheer for here in this basketball game here tonight. Here's a Garrett Sittner with the ball, matched up with Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Sittner driving it to the free throw line, out to Bolin for three. Shot is up there, it's off of the mark, no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. A pushing foul here is going to go on Luke Goldenstein. Trying to grab the ball off of the baseline on the right side. Picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Patriots here in the ball game. Getting ready to check in for Adams Central is going to be Dawson Eckhart. He's down here at the scores table. He will check in. 1:43 to play. Here in this third quarter, Vinny Schmidt has got the ball now for Hastings High. Now to Bryant Minky over here to Vinny Schmidt again on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Zane Bender at the elbow, left side of the lane. Over to Nick Hamburger, takes it inside the free throw circle, nearly knocked out of his hands. Gets it over to Bryant Minky. Now to Vinny Schmidt. Now to Mickey again, high right side. Bryant Mickey dribbles the ball into the paint. His shot is up there good. Bryant Mickey just finds a little seam in the defense there and took it right to the hole and scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and now it's 35-17. Adams Central has got the lead. Garrett Sittner with the ball for Adams Central. Sittner backs up out here with Hamburger. Here's Lindblad, and now we've got a double foul, I think it's going to be called down here. It's going to go Mickey for Hastings High. And it's going to go on David Bolin of Adams Central. So a double foul called there. Mickey for Hastings High. David Bolin for Adams Central. So that's five team fouls now on the Patriots and three on Hastings High. Adams Central is going to play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bolin gets it to Kyler Warmstadt at the Sittner. Entry pass. Get it inside to Lynn Blatty's double team. Now down to Bolin on the right sideline. Brings it up high. Bolin can't put up a shot over Mickey. Those guys are going at it here. Adams Central is with the ball with Connor Nelson out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes over to Mickey. Rather to David Bolin on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Bryant Mickey. Bolin gives it back to Garrett Sittner. 25 feet away from the basket. Over here to Kyler Warmstadt. 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 35-17. Warmstadt just retreats out near the 10-second line now. Vinny Schmidt loosely picks him up. Warmstadt looks to the clock. We're down to 11 seconds to go now here in the third quarter. Warmstadt gets away. Dribble penetration outside now. The ring to Sittner. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Vinny Schmidt. He approaches the 10-second line, throws up a shot. It's no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from the B5 District Tournament in Grand Island. The score after three, Adams Central 35, Hastings High 17.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball, the B5 District semifinals here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Getting ready to tip off in just a few minutes on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5, Hastings St. Cecilia playing Ravenna tonight, and on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR, tipping off at 7 o'clock. You've got Grand Island Central Catholic against Gothenburg in a district championship ball game. Adams Central is leading here 35-17. Hastings High has got the ball on their offensive end. Hamburger shot on the baseline. Good. Hamburger banks one in off of the window. Nick Hamburger's first field goal of the ball game. Now it's 35-19. The Tigers are trailing here in the ball game. David Bolin has got the ball for Adams Central. He drives it into the lane, throws it out in the corner to Cale Pleak. Pleak comes out here on the wing to a Garrett Sittner. Sittner on the high right side, picked up there by Hamburger. Sittner gets the ball into the hands of David Bolin. Bolin brings it back down to Lindblad. He drives it, spins against Bender, puts up a little short jumper up there. No good. Bender with a rebound. Zane Bender's pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Warmstadt, and now we've got a foul called. Warmstadt got the interception there for the Adams Central Patriots. That's a seventh turnover on Hastings High. Then a personal foul is called on the Tigers. That's going to go on Hamburger. Nick Hamburger just picked up his third personal foul for Hastings High. That's team foul number six on the Tigers. Check that, team foul number four on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Adams Central will play things in. They come way out near the 10-second line. Cale Pleak has got the ball. Not a Warmstadt. Warmstadt gets it to a David Bolin. Down on the wing, that's Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad to Pleak at the top of the circle off to Garrett Sittner. Gets it down low to Lindblad, and he slams one home. Evan Lindblad with a jam. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the ballgame. It's 37-19. Adams Central with the lead. Lindblad ignites the crowd with a two-handed jam to the Adams Central basket. Nick Hamburger has got the ball now for Hastings High to Minky. Entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Sittner. He gets the ball ahead of Wormstead. Drives, shoots, and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Belau. Addison Belau with the ball here in backcourt. And we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Belau. He was swinging his elbows, I think, underneath the basket there. And a foul is going to be called. We got an injured player down there for Adams Central. That was, that was Tyler Wormstead is down underneath the basket here. He ran into the concrete wall behind the basket there. Adams Central, he's going to come to the bench now, rubbing his head. We got the medical staff coming over to look at Kyler Wormstead, who runs into the concrete wall behind the basket there for Adams Central, going after that loose ball. So he's going to be looked at. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball here, baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's a Kale Pleak with the ball. Pleak out to Sittner for 3. Shot good. Garrett Sittner nails a 3 ball for Adams Central. That's now a 40-19 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High tonight. Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger moves over to Vinny Schmidt on the wing. Now to Hamburger again. Two-handed pass comes to Bryant Mickey. Entry pass inside to Addison Belau. Belau throws it back out the ring. It's going to be Nick Hamburger with the ball. He dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Evan Lindblad with the ball for the Adams Central Patriots. 5:53 to play now. Here in the basketball game, Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High by a score of 40-19. David Bolin with the ball. Bolin out of Cale Pleak. Adams Central will run some clock now. They're not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot with a big lead at 40-19. They'll look for the easy one here. They just hand the ball away to a David Bolin out here in three-point territory. Drives it against Minky. Is running one-handed. No good. Bolin gets the rebound. Following shot. Good. David Bolin misses the running one-hander, but he got his own rebound in the lane and scores. He's got 15 points in the ball game now. For Adams Central, it's a 42-19 ball game. Patriots used a 14-2 run in the second quarter to open up their lead, and they have not looked back here in this one. They have played extremely well. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Belau. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Evan Lindblad with the ball for the Adams Central Patriots. They get into the hands of Garrett Sittner. Down the right sideline, Garrett Sittner with the ball. He reverses it now and gets it to Connor Nelson. Nelson spins out here in three-point territory. Goes down in the corner to David Bolin. Drives. That baseline is double-teamed as he is cut off there. Rainbow pass comes out here between the circles to Cale Pleak. Now to Connor Nelson. Nelson holds the ball here against Vinny Schmidt. Now to Cale Pleak just to the right of the top of the key. Over on the far sideline, a shot by Bolin. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Bender. Bender gets the ball to Hamburger. Down the near sideline for Hastings High. Cuts it all the way to the baseline. Now underneath the basket, a feed inside to Bender. The ball is stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. David Bolin picks up the personal foul for the Adams Central Patriots. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 6 in Adams Central. The Tigers have 4 team fouls. Lindblad is going to check out. Here comes Luke Goldenstein into the ballgame. And now coming to the contest for Adams Central is going to be Kyler Wormstead. Going out will be Garrett Sittner. 42-19 is the score. Adams Central looking for their second win of the season over Hastings High here tonight. There's Schmidt from the baseline. It's not good. Benny Schmidt scores from the short right baseline. That's just his second field goal of the ballgame. He's got a 3 and a 2. And the Patriots have doubled the score on Adams Central. It's now a 42-21 score. Dawson Eckhart with the ball. Eckhart out of Wormstead. Out here in three-point territory. With the ball here is going to be a Cale Pleak picked up by Bender. Pleak down to Kyler Wormstead. Ball high above his head. Vinny Schmidt right in his face defensively. Wormstead dribbling with the ball. We're down to 3:54 to play. Wormstead dribble penetration. A feed to Goldenstein, and he's fouled in the play as he was getting ready to go for the shot. A foul here will go in the Hastings High Tigers. That's going to go on... it's going to go on 33. Tyler Hayden, who's into the ballgame now for Hastings High. So Hayden in there for the first time for head coach Lance Creech. Adams Central plays it into Pleak. His shot's going to be no good. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to go here on the Adams Central Patriots. at the 3:47 mark. So now we're going to have some free throws at the other end. This will be a one-and-one situation. The foul went on the Luke Goldenstein. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line is going to be Jared Foote. Foote's a 50% foul shooter in the season. He is 6 out of 12. Foote to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Picked up by Pleak, and we got another foul called. This is going to be on Bender. Zane Bender picks up the personal foul. It's going to be a team foul number 5 on Hastings High, so no free throws coming up. Now we Adams Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 42-21 is the score. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of the Hastings High Tigers here in this one. We'll name our player of the game, and we'll get you a coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Back tomorrow for the championship game here in the B5 District Tournament. There's a shot for the free throw lineup and in. Connor Nelson. Nelson now has 7 points in the ball game. That's now a 44-21 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots led this baby at halftime, 27-9 over Hastings High. There's Reimer for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Connor Nelson. Nelson runs her back the other way, down the far sideline. Comes into the offensive zone now against this Hastings High man-to-man. Connor Nelson looking to penetrate, takes it down on the baseline. Kicks her back out here in the three-point territory. That's Cale Pleak with the ball. Cale Pleak, he drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, double team. Cale Pleak is in trouble. Now a timeout called. A timeout called here by Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. 2:53 to play. Adams Central 44, Hastings 21.
Shop local, save big at shopwheelerdealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. Shopwheelerdealer.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, all Adams Central. Adams Central led 13-7 after the first quarter. They used that 14-2 run in the second quarter to lead 27-9 at halftime, 35-17 after three. Now the Patriots leading this ball game by a score of 44-21. We got 2:53 to play. Adams Central inbound the ball. This is Goldenstein. He goes up with a shot. He's going to be fouled in the play by Foote. Jared Foote picks up the personal foul for Hastings High. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Luke Goldenstein to the free throw line. Goldenstein has got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far here in this contest. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be good. Goldenstein is 75% foul shooter in the season for Adams Central. So the Patriots will be back again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for the district championship game against either Lexington or the Aurora Huskies. Goldenstein's second shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's now a 46-21 ball game. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. His shot good. Then he nails one from the left wing from downtown as he knocks that one home. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 46-24. 2.5 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Dawson Eckert with the ball now for Adams Central, and he's going to be tied up on the play. Tied up on the play here by Nick Hamburger of Hastings High, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So EC will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Adams Central inbounds the ball. This will be Eckhart with it now as he will play things into a Jesse Grimmett who's into the ball game. Now to Eckhart again. Eckhart dribbling the ball to the far sideline as the Patriots have got some new people in the basketball game here with the time running down as we approach the 2 minute mark here in this one. Eckhart with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Feeds to the near sideline to a Jesse Grimmett. Now to Eckhart again to the far sideline to Cole Spady who's into the ball game. Adams Central is spreading the floor. There's Spady again. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Eckhart. He gets away here from Vinny Schmidt. Moves it to the top of the key. Out to Jesse Grimmett again. Dribble penetration. Just circles around. Drops it down low. Now back out of the wing. And shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Eckhart. Rebound is saved by Spady. Gets it back into play, but an over and back violation. Spady tries to save it. Got his hands on it, but an over and back violation here on the Adams Central Patriots. So it'll be Hastings high ball. So the Tigers, after winning on Saturday in the play-in game, the bunny bracket game of this B5 district tournament, going to be ousted by their crosstown rivals here tonight. Adams Central here in the semifinals in B5. Here's Vinny Schmidt for three. His shot's going to be off for the mark. No good. Ball is saved by Nick Hamburger. Now it's picked up by the Adams Central Patriots. I think their lights came back on. Had a brief outage there. There's a pass inside. It's going to be Ben Kiyobasa with the ball. Out here on the wing on the right side to a Jesse Grimmett. We're down to a minute to play here in this basketball game. Adams Central leading 46-24. The Patriots, I'm sure, just going to play for some sort of an easy shot or a layup here and nothing else. There's a Kiyobasa, drives it down the lane. Almost tied up in the play. Goes to the far sideline to Spady. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. This is going to be a substitution timeout. He's going to get some last remaining people into the ball game now. Ethan Lang is going to come in there. Lang is a 6'2" sophomore for the Patriots as he will check in. 48.6 seconds to play. Adams Central has got the lead, 46-24. There's Spady with the ball deep in the right corner. Comes out of the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Jesse Grimmett. Jesse Grimmett now to Cole Spady, down to Grimmett, down in the corner, inside to Lang. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. We got a foul called. A go on Pfeiffer, Joshua Pfeiffer, who just checked into the ball game as well for Adams Central, a 6'3" and senior. Pfeiffer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line is going to be Sam Reimer. So Reimer goes to the line here for Hastings High. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season. He has not scored so far tonight. His free throw is up there and in. Hastings High just a bad night shooting the basketball here in this one tonight, especially the second quarter. Adams Central outscores him 14-2 in the quarter, and they haven't looked back. Second shot by Reimer is up there and in. So it's now a 46-26 ball game as the Tigers tip the ball out of bounds down here. As Adams Central tries to play things in. The Patriots will win their 20th ball game of the season here tonight. And they'll get ready for either Lexington or Aurora tomorrow in the district championship ball game. Patriots have beaten both of those teams this year. There's a shot up there off of the window. It's going to be no good by Kiyobasa. Rebound comes down to Hastings High with 19 seconds to play. There's a Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger moves it down to the baseline. Reverses it. Gets it out here to Sam Reimer. Back down in the corner to Hamburger. His shot for three is no good. Pfeiffer grabs the rebound for Adams Central. 6 seconds to play. Cole Spady with the ball. And Spady's just going to dribble it out of here. And the Adams Central Patriots win. They're in the semifinals in Class B5. They move on in the district championship ball game tomorrow at 7 o'clock here at Grand Island Senior High. They'll play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Lexington and the Aurora Huskies. So Hastings High, they finished the season with a mark of 9 wins and 14 losses on the year. Adams Central moves into the district final tomorrow with a mark of 20-4. Again, the final score was Adams Central 46, Hastings High 26. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurse's training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
So the Adams Central Patriots knock off Hastings High here tonight. Final score of 46-26. Got a score in from Grand Island Central Catholic after the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Ravenna. The score is 10-5. So St. Cecilia 10, Ravenna 5 in the C25 District Championship ball game. That game is now airing on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So Adams Central wins it here tonight. The Patriots will move on to the District Championship ball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against either Lexington or Aurora. A couple of teams they've already beaten so far during the regular season, so they'll square off tomorrow night. The Patriots, Hastings High, it was 13-7 in favor of Adams Central at the end of the first quarter. Adams Central then going on a 14-2 run during the course of the second quarter to grab a 27-9 lead at halftime. They didn't look back, 35-17 after three, and the Patriots go on to win tonight 46-26. Adams Central getting 15 points in the ball game tonight from David Bolin. Bolin knocks down 3 3-pointers in the ball game. He also had 3 2-point field goals, so David Bolin has 7 in the first half, 8 more in the second. Scores 15 for Adams Central. The other scores for the Patriots, you had Garrett Sittner score a 3-pointer for 3. Connor Nelson hit a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals for 7. Tyler Wormstead, he had 2 field goals for 4. Luke Goldenstein had a couple of field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Kale Pleak had a couple of field goals, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Evan Lindblad, he had 3 field goals and 6 for the Patriots. He was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. The Patriots did not have a whole lot of opportunities from the charity stripe tonight. They were 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings High was 4 out of 7 from the line tonight. They were led by Addison Bilal, who scores 11 points. He had 9 of those in the first half of play. Bilal had 5 field goals, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, Benny Schmidt. He had a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game and a 2-point field goal. Schmidt scores 8 points. Also scoring for the Tigers, Bryant Minky. He had a field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Sam Reimer, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Nick Hamburger had a field goal and 2 points for Hastings High. And Adams Central wins it here tonight over the Tigers by the score of 46-26. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, the Hastings High Tigers dropped this one here tonight to Adams Central, the final score of 46-26. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, David Bolin leading the way for Adams Central tonight. He scores 15 points in the ball game. Connor Nelson had 7. Luke Goldenstein had 6 points, and also scoring 5 points was K.O. Pleak. Those guys also did the job on the glass here tonight. Evan Lindblad, also a force. He had a couple of block shots, and he scores 6 points in the ball game. Addison Bilal, he scores 11 for Hastings High. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central Patriots is going to be David Bolin. David, again, had three field goals and three-point field goals in the basketball game tonight. He scores 15 points in the ball game, 7 in the first half, 8 more in the second half of play. David Bolin, our player of the game tonight, as the Adams Central Patriots knock off the Hastings High Tigers by 20, 46-26. David Bolin, our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHIS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
It's almost here. Watch for the circular in the March 7th Hastings Tribune for Savings Madness from Furniture Direct. It's loaded with the items you want, like gel memory foam queen sets as low as $4.99, a dining table with four chairs and a bench for only $6.49. Ask about up to 24-month special financing. It's in this Saturday's Tribune. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
So again, Adams Central wins it here tonight over the Hastings High Tigers. A final score of 46-26. Adams Central winning here tonight. The Patriots win their 20th ball game of the season against just four losses. They'll move on to the district championship ball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the winner of this next game coming up between Lexington and the Aurora Huskies. Adams Central head coach Zach Foster joins us in the postgame show. And coach, I don't know if I've seen a better defensive performance out of your club here this year. That was good tonight.
Yeah, I was really proud of our guys defensively. And, you know, especially when there's a lot of familiarity, like with kids when you grow up with them, you know, the Hastings High and us. Because everybody knows what everybody else's strengths are. And so to come out and really to kind of eliminate what they're good at was really a nice thing. Really proud of our kids for executing the plan.
Edison B. Lau, he had some buckets early for him. In fact, he was the only guy to score in the first half of play. But he kind of took everybody else out of the ballgame tonight offensively for those guys.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we went to the zone a little bit. We just felt they were kind of hurting us inside. And Addison's a good player. And we thought, well, it's a gamble because Vinny is a phenomenal shooter. And Reimer can shoot it. And Hamburger can shoot it. And we just thought, well, let's go with it and see what happens. And the zone was huge tonight. We really kind of took Addison away. And then their perimeter shots, they had a few of them that were open. They didn't go down.
You went on a 14-2 run in the second quarter, really put this ball game away. I thought took control of the contest. Talk about the second period.
Well, I thought the biggest thing was just the zone again. The zone changed their aggressiveness, got them on their heels a little bit, took Addison's aggressiveness away. You know, and Evan got two. I think it was in the first quarter he got a second. And so we just thought, you know, let's try it. We have it in our arsenal. We thought we'd use it, and it was probably the biggest thing in the second quarter.
Adams Central wins it again by a score of 46-26. The Tigers just seem to, especially in the third quarter, just had trouble penetrating, getting a clean look at the basket, threw the ball around the perimeter a lot there in the third and just didn't have a whole lot of penetration there.
Well, and again, I mean, I apologize for sounding like a broken record, but I think it's because we switched out of the man. We tried to shut down some drive lanes and really try to climb on Vinny wherever he was at on the floor. And, you know, if you play zone effectively, you do get kids to stand on their heels a little bit and not drive it as much, where against man-to-man, Hastings is very, very good at running their stuff and knowing exactly what they want to get. And so I think a combination of a couple things, but the zone really got them to be hesitant.
So you move on to the district championship ball game tomorrow against a couple of teams that you have seen. You have beaten both of these teams that we see tonight, but that was a real early in the season.
Yeah, well, we played Lex not that long ago, about a month ago, but Aurora was the first weekend. And, you know, you look at records, you would think, you know, Lexington has got that great a team, but they've really, really gotten better, and they're on the edge of being dynamite. Their eighth graders are great. Their freshmen are really good. So they're going to be really good in the next couple of years, and they played Inspired the other day against Northwest when we upset them. And Aurora is tremendous. I mean, that's why they're rated. That's why they've won 18 or 19 games. They're very, very good. And, again, they're a year away from being tremendous because their sophomores are two of their best players.
We talked in the pregame show about taking the 10 days off at the end of the season between your last regular season game and the game here tonight. Didn't see any ill effects of maybe a little hangover there at the end of the season.
No, and I said earlier to you that I thought it was a good thing. I mean, some people say you need to have a hangover from kind of having that much time off, but I thought our guys were fresh. I thought we approached it the right way in practice. We went hard, but we gave them, you know, a day off in the middle of it. Connor Nelson has had mono, actually. He got diagnosed last week, and he got cleared today. And, you know, for a guy like that, I thought not playing last week was tremendous. He got to sleep 10, 12 hours a day and get rested up. And God blessed us and gave us a clean bill of health today because he really helped us early in the game especially.
You happy with what you got done offensively tonight?
Yeah, I was. I think, you know, we want to play fast. And we want to get up and down. And so, consequently, a lot of times when we tell our guys to pull it back and be smart, they get kind of upset. And they think we're kind of backing off. And I thought tonight they really showed some maturity, that we were aggressive, but then when we needed to be, we could be patient as well, and that was the next big step we keep telling our guys.
Okay, congratulations on the win. I know you want to watch the second ball game. We'll catch you tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that's Zach Foster, the head coach of Adams Central. Again, the Patriots win it here tonight over the Hastings High Tigers. They win by 20, 46-26 over Hastings High. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back here. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0%, and the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
All right, so Adams Central wins it tonight over Hastings High. The final score of 46-26. The Tigers' season is over now at 9-14. Adams Central, they improved to 20-4. The Patriots will play either Lexington or Aurora tomorrow night for the B5 District Championship. We'll have the game here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow night. We've got more basketball on a network of stations tonight. In fact, going on right now in the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, you've got Hastings St. Cecilia up against the Ravenna Blue Jays. After one quarter, St. Cecilia led by the score of 10-5. And over on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. Grand Island Central Catholic is playing the Swedes out of Gothenburg. That'll wrap things up from Grand Island Senior High for tonight. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crew, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High School Basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.